Welcome to Uncut, a special edition of the Conversations podcast by Texas Scorecard, where we're sitting down with real candidates running for statewide office and asking them real questions, unfiltered. You can find more at texasscorecard.com. Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us. I'm Brandon Waltons, the managing editor here at Texas Scorecard, and right now we're being joined by Ben Armenta, a candidate for land commissioner. Ben, thank you so much for coming in.
Brandon, thank you very much for having me. It means a lot to be with you and all the great followers of Texas Scorecard.
So for people who haven't been following this race, give people a little bit of an idea of your background.
So I'm a businessman. I'm not a politician. I grew up in the Round Rock area, just north of Austin. Went to school at A&M, met my wife there. And have lived in the greater Houston area, and I now live in Katy and been there for a long time. I've ran a bunch of different companies, a lot of oil and gas companies. I started a couple and sold them of my own. And really over the last handful of years, the mandates and lockdowns were taking a toll on many of my customers and my companies as well. And I really just reached this point where it was time to get off the sideline and do something about it. So I'm excited about this race because this is an agency that matters deeply to all Texans, and they might not even know a lot about it. And it's an agency that absolutely has to be run way more like a business than a government entity. So I'm excited to be in the race and to share more about my background and experience and my plans with you.
So obviously you decided to get into this race for land commissioner. What are your issues with the current incumbent? Obviously, we've got George P. Bush, who's running for, he's leaving the office for to run for attorney general. It's an open seat now. What would you be doing differently right now?
Look, I don't make any qualms about it. I don't pull any punches. No doubt in my mind, the current commissioner has broken this agency. This agency is super important to Texans. It takes care of all of our most treasured assets. Everything from 13 million acres of state lands, provides services to veterans, including long-term nursing care facilities. It is the chief administrator of disaster recovery and resiliency for hurricanes, floods, wildfires. It also oversees the Alamo. There isn't a single part of this agency that the commissioner hasn't broken. It is ineffective, inefficient, old technology, lack of leadership and accountability. And frankly, it's as if he doesn't even care about this agency. The death rate in the nursing homes for our Texas veterans was twice the average during the height of COVID of nursing homes across the state. And yet he didn't do anything about it. We currently right now have the federal government giving talking points to Democrats all over the state because of a broken process that the current commissioner put in place around federal funding for disaster recovery. There is so much to be done, and it starts with caring. You cannot manage this agency from Austin. This is an agency that has to be run along the Gulf Coast, along the Rio Grande Valley, has to be run and managed along the Red River. There is so much to be done, and it cannot be done by a career politician who's focused on a stepping stone. It has to be done by somebody who's going to take action.
Let's drill down into a few of those topics you mentioned. We'll start with disasters. Obviously, the Land Commission is an office that people see a lot when there's a hurricane, like Hurricane Harvey a few years ago, or other natural disasters. What could the commission be doing better?
Look, people hear and see the agency late. They don't hear about it soon enough. The agency should be a connector for the people of Texas with all the resources that are available to them. So we currently right now are in a situation where HUD is saying to Harris County and the state of Texas, after three audits since June, that it will potentially revoke and have Texans pay back over $1 billion that it provided in the wake of Hurricane Harvey. In fact, the land office just this week was, in fact, just yesterday, was promoting that it has completed the rebuild of homes in Palacios after Hurricane Harvey. We're 4.5 years after Hurricane Harvey. It is a slow, antiquated process. There needs to be a leader who will stand up and ensure that all Texans care about this. Let me give you another example.
Yeah.
I travel all across the state, and there are some people in this state that don't view Texas as a coastal state. They view us as a state that just happens to have a coastline.
Mm-hmm.
The fact of the matter is that coastline powers so much. Powers our oil and gas, it powers tourism, powers all kinds of infrastructure. It is a beautiful part of what this state is all about. The current commissioner, when Hurricane Harvey hit, should have stood on the highest mountain and demanded that a special session get called.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, he stood back and waited for the federal government to try to solve problems that Texas could have solved if we had all come together.
Mm-hmm.
So in an Armenta administration, I'm going to align, unify all Texans on all issues to make sure that we mm-hmm. are working together to solve it on our own.
Well, speaking of, you know, issues that have often been deferred to the federal government, what kind of a role can the land office be taking in fighting back against the invasion that we've been seeing on our southern border?
Every statewide office holder should have a role to play here.
Mm-hmm.
The land commissioner is no different. You know, one of the challenges of the land office is that really only about 5% of the lands that the land office oversees
mm-hmm.
is along the border. But all of those lands should be made accessible to DPS, to the border security, to our border patrol, to our National Guard. But we need to go beyond that as mm-hmm. well. One of the challenges, as I have met with farmers and ranchers all along the valley, one of the challenges that our law enforcement faces is the brush. We have a mm-hmm. lot of wild cedar. We have a lot of wild cane. Who around here has the expertise and the experience at land management? Well, the land office does. There is a role that the land office should play in helping clear that to provide better line of sight for law enforcement, ensure that we're removing hiding places for these criminals that are crossing our border so that we can capture them. And this is something
mm-hmm.
that we could do with the property owners. This isn't something that we have to do to them. We could work with them
mm-hmm.
to solve this problem. There are so many ways to take a stand and address this national security crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And as land commissioner, I won't shy away from any of them.
That's often, you touched on that. That's often, I guess, a point that people will push back against. And they'll say, well, we'd have to use eminent domain on the border. How do you work with property owners along the border?
So a couple comments on that. The first is I'm a private property rights proponent. I've been on a board of a group in Houston that is a strong supporter of private property rights, the rights of the individual, and that's not going to change.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, the land commissioner does not have eminent domain authority.
Mm-hmm.
The land commissioner is entrusted with being a good steward of these state lands. The problem is that we are not building relationships with the landowners across the border. As land commissioner, I can run point on that. I can take lead for the state of Texas in building those relationships with the ranchers and farmers. I'm a member of the Texas Farm Bureau Association. We've spent a lot of time doing research
mm-hmm.
and understanding that the property owners all along the valley, they don't like this either. These are trespassers on their property. They're trampling their crops. We're doing chases of these criminals through their properties. They wake up in the morning and they have all this destruction. They're not being reimbursed for this. These are things that we can address at a statewide level, and I can be their advocate for that.
Another issue where the current commissioner has taken a lot of heat was the handling of the reimagination of the Alamo.
Yeah.
How would you have handled that?
That is an absolute disaster. Well, the first thing is you have to be true to your values.
Mm-hmm.
And as a Texan, what I value most is the truth and our history. We will never, ever reimagine the Alamo, ever. In fact, I am a proponent of expanding the battleground so that we can better depict what actually happened there in 1836. Mm-hmm. I'm a strong supporter of 1836truth.com. I'm a strong supporter of what Commissioner Patterson and others are doing to ensure that there is zero rewriting of the history, but we need to do more. Mm-hmm. You know, let's go back to the issue of the current administration. During the commissioner's tenure, he signed a 50-year lease with the city of San Antonio for the city to manage and oversee the Alamo Plaza. Mm-hmm. I mean, last time I checked, the Alamo belongs to all Texans. Mm-hmm. And it was the legislature, on behalf of all Texans, who determined that the land office should be in charge of overseeing our most treasured historical battleground. Mm-hmm. We're going to do that. I've made this promise in my campaign, mm-hmm. that I will get us out of that deal and ensure that the land office is running the entire Alamo complex.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think they deferred to San Antonio on this?
I think it's an abdication of responsibility. I think it's a fear of tackling the difficult conversations. Mm-hmm. I get it. It's not easy. It's complex. The city of San Antonio has grown up around that battlefield over 150 plus years. There are private property owners, mm-hmm. that surround that. There's commerce that's happening around that. This is complicated. Mm-hmm. So there isn't an easy solution, which means you can't just write it away, mm-hmm. and say it's somebody else's problem. Texans have said the land commissioner needs to be the steward and the historian of that battlefield, mm-hmm. and that's what I'm going to do.
How do you take your background in oil and gas and apply that to the land office?
Well, a significant portion of the 13 million acres of state lands, mm-hmm. that the land office oversees is leased out to different companies and operators for all different uses. Mm-hmm. This includes piers on waterways. It includes surface mining, but also oil and gas operations and extraction on those lands. Mm-hmm. The opportunity here isn't to try to become the next railroad commission. There's a responsibility for regulatory authority that lies there. The job of the land office and the commissioner is to ensure that as many of those 13 million acres are leased out as possible, mm-hmm. so that we are generating as much revenue as we possibly can to help fund our public schools. I am a proponent of removing property taxes. Mm-hmm. And there are really two ways to do that. One is stop spending. Mm-hmm. And the second is to create and generate additional revenue. This is an already established vehicle for generating revenue for the state of Texas. Mm-hmm. As a businessman, as somebody who knows oil and gas leases, as somebody who knows both the market opportunities, I have the ability to increase and generate revenue. So I am excited, mm-hmm. to get elected and to get under the hood and see where we're at with each of these contracts, mm-hmm. to figure out how we can optimize and grow that revenue for Texas.
Speaking of the permanent school fund, I think I found this pretty interesting. I think I saw it on your website. Talking about, you know, critical race theory, right? Something that has been on the minds of a lot of parents. And, you know, you can actually kind of tie that back to the land office.
You absolutely can. So I'm a former firefighter and I'm a former public school teacher. Mm-hmm. I'm a product of public schools. My kids go to a public school district. Mm-hmm. Nothing probably really matters more than the future and what we are doing with our kids. Mm-hmm. And the land commissioner has, again, a platform to be able to channel the right Texas values towards our public schools. You know, one of the issues that we've seen is that there's been a lack of trust, mm-hmm. in the land commissioner. And the legislature has changed the role of the land office, mm-hmm. and has given more authority over to the State Board of Education. Mm-hmm. That right there shows you that Texans don't trust what's going on at the land office, and we have to fix that. I am a proponent, a strong proponent, of no critical race theory, no divisive rhetoric and ideologies in our schools. We need to eliminate those. We need to ensure that we are teaching reading, writing, mm-hmm. arithmetic, that we are teaching proper civics, and we don't have any of those us versus them ideologies in our schools. As land commissioner, as somebody who has the ability to direct those funds, I can ensure that we are enforcing the laws that are on the books put on by our legislature.
Speaking in a broad sense, one of the questions we get a lot from people is, why is it that so many politicians run on one platform, get into office, and then don't do what they said they were going to do? Why do you think that is, and why can people trust that you won't do that?
Yeah, I think they do that because they get sucked into this vortex of politicians looking after politicians. Mm-hmm. You know, this good old boy club of elected officials looking after their own and moving people into the next positions. And I think, frankly, one of my opponents in this race mm-hmm. is, has been viewed as an opportunity to move her out of the Senate and into a position and eventually use it as a stepping stone onto something else. I don't need this job. Mm-hmm. I've got other things I can do, but I care deeply about Texas. I care about what we are teaching our kids. I care about the fact that there are veterans in the state of Texas who have to be buried 500 miles away from their loved ones in order to be buried in a state cemetery. That is unacceptable. There has to be somebody in this office who cares about those issues. I care about the fact that there are counties who are often the first hit when a hurricane comes, and they are the first forgotten because they're rural, because they don't have a high tax base, and because it's just easier to give dollars to counties that are least likely to flood again. So I am passionate about these issues. I care. My job is not to manage out of Austin. My job is to be out and about and be transparent and to be held accountable. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons why I was excited to do this interview with you today and with the Texas Scorecard is because that is what you guys do. You hold the politicians, the institutions accountable on behalf of the people of Texas. I welcome that. Let's do it. Let's have an honest conversation. Hold me accountable, hold my organization and teams accountable, and let's do amazing things for Texans. That's my pledge, and mm-hmm. that's what I'm gonna do.
Let's talk about the campaign for a little bit.
Sure.
It's an open seat, so you've got, I think, like eight some odd candidates in this race.
Yeah, you might be the only person not running in this race.
Yeah. one of them is endorsed by former President Trump. First of all, do you think that matters in the race, A? And B, what is your strategy as we head in here in the final weeks before the election?
Yeah, my strategy is to meet as many Texans as possible. I announced in September, I've been to over 120 counties already. I got my fourth oil change in my Jeep this past weekend since September. My strategy is to understand Texans. One of the things I've learned is that what Texans need from the land office in Hidalgo County mm-hmm. is very different than what Texans need from the land office in Hopkins County or in Sweetwater mm-hmm. or in Williamson County. It's very different. And so as a businessman, I am proposing that we're going to restructure the agency and establish regional leaders and regional directors in each of the key parts of Texas to be proactive and create local solutions. I want small, limited government. Mm-hmm. This agency has grown 3 times its size in the last 4 years. So we need to break that down and we need to create local solutions. Everything is better when issues are solved locally. When there's a big rain event or a wildfire, mm-hmm. it doesn't happen in one commissioner's precinct or in one county. There needs to be regional solutions. Right now, that's not how this agency operates, and that's what I'm going to mm-hmm. put in place. So my strategy is to work with the people all over Texas to help build an agency together that serves them. Mm-hmm. I'm not worried about other people's endorsements. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about the ones I've gotten. I've gotten endorsements from GOP chairmen in counties. I've gotten endorsements from Republican women's clubs. I've gotten endorsements from different cities and their mayors. You know, I'm interested in the grassroots. Mm-hmm. I'm not interested in big name endorsements. In fact, You know, several of the political action committees that I've met with haven't been able to endorse because they now realize that there is a strong opponent to the status quo who is now in this race. So I'm excited about where this is going. The future is bright for Texas, and I'm ready to serve.
So for folks who want to follow along with your campaign or get involved, where can they go do that?
They need to find me on the Googles. You know, my website, benarmenta.com. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm even on LinkedIn. But, you know, just Google me, and, you know, they could send me an email. I encourage everybody to contact me directly. I learn from the people of Texas, and then I will work on behalf of them. My email address is ben@benarmenta.com. I answer all my emails as soon as I can and get back to everybody. I care. I care about everybody around this state, and I'll do my best on their behalf. I got a message today on Facebook about some concerns that people have along the coast with SpaceX and their operations, and you know, what's happening with the right of way on beaches. Look, we need a commissioner who's going to listen to those concerns and do something about it. There were county judges who during COVID shut down our beaches. Look, people talk about Florida's beaches and they got white sand and the big surf of California. You know what's great about Texas beaches? They're open, and they should have been during COVID, but our commissioner dropped the ball on that. I'm not going to drop the ball on that.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to Uncut, a special edition of Conversations with Texas Scorecard. You can also go to texasscorecard.com to get more journalism and stories just like this. If you like today's episode, please rate and review this podcast on whatever podcasting platform you listen on.